December 18th, the third glorious mystery. Mary says, when the Spirit of the Lord descended to invest the 12 assembled in the cenacle with his power, he poured himself upon me as well. But if for all of them, it was a knowledge which made them aware of the third person, and of his divine gifts, for me it was only a more intense rediscovery. For all of them, he was a flame, for me he was a kiss. He, the eternal Paraclete, had already been my spouse for 34 years, and his fire had so possessed, and penetrated me, as to make my whiteness the body of a mother. After the divine marriage he had also left me filled with himself, nor could he add perfection to perfection, for God cannot increase himself, being most perfect and unsurpassable in his measure, and having given himself to me without limit, to make my womanly flesh something so holy, as to be able to become a dwelling place for the divine one who was descending to incarnate himself in me. But now that the work of his self, giving to me, and of mine to him had been fulfilled, and our son had returned to heaven after having accomplished all, he was coming back, to give me his kiss of thanks. Oh, how much God teaches you about gratitude! He, my Lord, did not fail to be grateful to his servant, who had been the instrument at his service, and, while it was I who, with every heartbeat, repeated, "Holy, holy, holy and blessed are you, sublime Lord," he was leaving heaven a second time to renew his embrace as the spouse, and, between the burning, and the voice of the divided flame, promised me the third union without end and the blessed dwelling of heaven. And heaven was then my goal more than ever, for, when love has been savored and savored anew, sun and earth, creatures, and things disappear from before our eyes, and there remains only one sight, one taste, one desire. God. To possess God not momentarily, but in an eternal present. The fourth glorious mystery. Mary says, another pearl for my beloved ones. I really wanted to speak about it in a few days, but I bent to a desire, because I am the mother for Christmas you shall also receive this word of mine. As the birth of the Son, was ecstasy for me, and I came back to the earth from rapture with my child in my arms, so my death was a rapture in God. Trusting in the promise received in the divine splendor of the morning of Pentecost, I thought that the approach of the moment of the final return of love, to carry me off to himself was to be signaled by an increase in fire. Nor was I mistaken. For my part, the more life passed, the more I augmented my desire, to fuse myself to eternal charity I was spurred to it by the desire for my son and the conviction, that I would never do so much for men as when I would be praying for them on the steps of God's throne. And with an increasingly inflamed and accelerated movement, with all the strength of my soul I would cry out, "Come, Lord Jesus, come, come, eternal love." The Eucharist, which for me was like dew given to a thirsty flower, it was life, now was no longer sufficient for the uncontainable longing of my heart. It no longer sufficed for me to receive my divine child into myself, and bear him in the sacred species, as I had borne him in my virginal flesh. My whole self wanted the triune God, and not under the veils chosen by my Jesus, to conceal the ineffable mystery, but as he was and is and shall be in the center of heaven. My son, in his Eucharistic transports, himself burned for me with kisses of infinite desire, and every time he came to me with the power of his love, he nearly uprooted my soul in the initial impetus, and then remained with infinite tenderness to call me mother, and I felt he was anxious, to have me with him since I no longer wished for anything else. Not even the desire to protect the nascent church was in me. All was annulled in the desire to possess God, in the conviction that one can do all when one possesses God. Maria, arrive at this total love. Let everything lose value and concern in your eyes. Look only to God. When you are rich in this poverty of desire, which is immeasurable wealth, God will bend over your spirit to kiss it, and you will ascend with your spirit to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, to know them, and love them for blessed eternity, and to possess their riches and graces, to have them at your disposal for the purposes, and the beings you are thinking of. We are never so active, for the sake of our brothers and sisters as when we are no longer among them, but our lights rejoined to the light. The approach of eternal love, bore the sign I was thinking of everything lost light and color, voice and presence, under the radiance and the voice which from the open heavens bent down over me to gather in my soul. It is said, Mary would have rejoiced to be accompanied by her son. But my sweet Jesus was quite present with the Father, when love gave me the third kiss of life, That kiss which was so divine, that my soul expired in it, gathered up like a dewdrop drunk in by the sun from the center of a lily, and I ascended with my spirit singing hosannas into the midst of my three, whom I adored and adore, like a pearl in a setting of fire, followed by the procession of the angelic spirits coming to my eternal birthday, and awaited on the threshold of the heavens by my earthly husband, by the kings and patriarchs of my lineage, and by the first saints and the first martyrs, and heaven closed over the joy of possessing its queen, whose flesh, the only flesh among all mortal flesh, experienced the blessedness of glorification. The fifth glorious mystery. Mary says, my humility did not allow me to think of so much glory reserved for me in heaven. In my thought was the certainty that my human flesh, made holy by having borne God, would not undergo corruption, for God is forgiveness. For her heart, which knew no stain, I open the treasures of heaven, and for her head, which knew no pride, I make my radiance into a crown and crown her, for she is holy to me, so that she will be your queen. Maria, there are no tears in heaven. But for the sake of the joyful weeping the spirits would have had, if they had been granted weeping an aqueous humor squeezed out by an emotion, there was a sparkling of lights, a color change of splendor into more vivid splendors, a burning of fires of charity in a more brightly inflamed fire, an unsurpassed indescribable sounding of harmonies, to which the voice of my son, joined itself in praise for God the Father and the servant of God, eternally blessed. Maria, I had thought of finishing this illustration of the mysteries of my Holy Rosary after Christmas, for without your realizing, I spoke to you about all of them, and especially about the white ones of rejoicing, and the radiant ones of glory, since for the purple ones there is only one name, pain, and all of them are a single pain. But you that love me have so many afflictions, and understand that only by forgetting the earth, for the sake of heaven do those afflictions become bearable for your hearts. And I reveal to you the lights of heaven. The mystical necklace is complete. I give it to you for the birthday of my son, and, with it, my blessing and my caress. Be good and love me. I am with you.